This is TechCrunch.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
This is TechCrunch.
WellPlace wants to put a smile on dentists' face with new supply procurement marketplace by Christine Hall. There are nearly 186,000 dentist businesses in the U.S., and at any given time, they are replenishing supplies. The process of doing so was traditionally fragmented, with offices relying on between 3 and 7 suppliers on average. This means someone sits at the computer with tabs open to vendor websites, going back and forth between them to compare prices and find the best deal. Adding to the issue in recent years was the global pandemic, which strained the supply chain and made finding everyday items, like gloves and masks, more difficult. Kane Conti, co-founder of global micromobility startup Lime, told TechCrunch that this is an avoidable problem. He teamed up with software engineer Ivan Bertona to develop WellPlace, an automated multi-vendor supply product purchasing platform for dental offices. Think of the technology like an extraction layer on top of procurement for dental practices, Bertona said in an interview. Around optimization, we can also learn about customer habits and what products they might be willing to substitute with equivalent but cheaper alternatives versus which ones they wouldn't be looking at. Here's how it works. WellPlace's proprietary technology digests a client's ordering data, taking into account specific needs, and then enables the customer to make those specific purchasing behaviors across a large network of suppliers via one shopping cart. Billing occurs after orders are successfully processed, placed, and confirmed delivered. Meanwhile, WellPlace manages the order and logistics as well as returns and chargebacks as needed. The platform is free for practices to use, and WellPlace takes a portion of the sales it drives to the supplier. WellPlace is among other startups like BTTN helping medical professionals get the supplies they need. However, trying to build something like this even 3 years ago would have been difficult had it not been for a few factors, including the e-commerce push that resulted from the pandemic, Conti said. Distributors were trying to sell online directly with an account and with a customer portal. That led to online catalogs where data could be pulled. All those things to me have created this perfect storm, Conti said. Meanwhile, the company began taking orders from a small group of practices in November 2022 and started accepting more practices in a private beta this month. The first cohort of dental practices have already seen 20-40% savings per order, Conti said. In addition, the marketplace has already amassed over 700,000 products across its network of distributors and manufacturers and is poised to onboard over 100 new locations by the end of this year. WellPlace's launch is buoyed by a recently closed $3.5 million seed round co-led by ENIAC Ventures and B Partners, with participation from Eric Anderson, co-founder and CEO of West River Group, Haroon Mokhtarzadeh, co-founder and CEO of Truebill and Rocket Money, Andy Orefici, former CCO of Affordable Healthcare, and entrepreneur Francis Hellier. In total, the company raised $5.5 million that is being deployed into scaling up so it can accommodate thousands of practices waiting to utilize the platform over the next few years. A typical practice with 2 dentists will spend somewhere in the range of $4,000 to $5,000 on supplies monthly, and the least efficient ones may spend up to 10% of their overall budget on supplies, Conti said. The most efficient practices may get it down to around 4%. We want to immediately help practices get closer to that more competitive, best-in-class range for what they should be spending on their total costs.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.